Glad you came to share tonight with us. It's not what you might think is a usual thing. It's going to be up on the screen. And we want to tell you that before time began, God had a plan. God had a purpose. And that would win back a world that was lost, that had gone its own way. And the Christmas story is an incredible part of that particular plan. So we want you to travel with us as we journey on. And as the Christmas story unfolds, we remember you're not meant to be just a spectator. We want you to be a participant. And this is the way God broke into our kind of world. And out of the darkness that shrouded the world, God sent a special message, and it was through the prophets. It was about a person and about a place. You go on the other one if you want.
For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given.
Counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
So the plan involved a person, but then it involved a place.
And you, Bethlehem Ephrath, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times.
So we'll sing. We're going to stay seated right the way through. Let's sing together, O Little Town of Bethlehem. Here's the news. Listen to it, how it came to her.
And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came into her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favoured, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, She was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favour with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob for ever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she also shall conceive a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her.
Don't ask me. I've lost a carol on the way in. When I find it, we can sing it. And I don't know what's happened. This is not the order. Where's my young assistant? Let's sing Silent Night anyway. If you're following on a sheet, you've lost it, because I've lost it. Don't worry. Joseph couldn't make sense of it. You can't stop the program. We'll just go with what we got. Joseph, we were talking about this morning. He couldn't make sense of it. So he needs to know that he's got a special part in this huge plan. And of course, when it happens, he's the man who's there right on the spot at that moment of time. But he needs again another interruption in his life. He needs again another word from God himself. Let's sing Silent Night.
Yeah.
just one incredible moment, the whole world changed. One unbelievable moment that would forever alter the lives of every person who's ever lived, not just Mary and Joseph and the shepherds, the king, Herod, the wise men. It's about us. It's about what Christmas does to us. We living in this new millennium. So what did Jesus do? Well, he just swapped the spotless glory of heaven for that dirty, grimy stable. He went from commanding angels to sleeping in the straw in that manger. He, who'd been holding stars in place, went to clutching with his little fingers, Mary's, and the hands that held the universe would one day be pierced with the soldier's nails. Why? Because that is what love does. And your place and my place in heaven was more important. And he gave up his so that you could have yours. Let's sing Away in a Manger. Poor old Ruth, she has an order of running. I have no idea what the running is, Ruth. Just take a minute and follow us through. It's called a technical glitch, I think, or incompetence on my part, whichever one you choose to say. Away in a manger, come on. I've lost angels from the realms of glory. I have no idea where that is. And I've lost infant lowly. But that's somewhere. You may be singing that at the very end. But what I do have for you is a magnificent treat. Because at great cost, great expense, two mince pies or one mince pie and a cupcake, I've got a little team together and we'd like to sing a special song to you. It was on a starry night. Have you all got one? Here. When you like, Ruth. Thank you. That night, there were those shepherds out there in the fields. The angel of the Lord stood before them. The glory of the Lord was shining around them. And they were scared, very, very much scared. And the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I am bringing you some good news. It will be a joy to all the people." Why? "Today, your Savior was born in David's town. He is Christ the Lord. And this is how you will know him. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and in a feeding box." Do you want to say this with me? Then a very large group of angels from heaven joined the first angel, and all the angels were praising God and saying, "Give glory to God in heaven, and on earth let there be peace to the people who please God." And then the angels left the shepherds, went back to heaven, and the shepherds said, "Let's go to Bethlehem. It's only about 6 miles from there up to Jerusalem. But it's in Bethlehem." We saw that at the beginning. God had a person and he had a place. "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing which has happened." So the shepherds went quickly. They found Mary and Joseph and the baby. The baby was lying in the feeding box. So we'll sing the song while shepherds watched.
The sparrow ran forth with a peal.
Well, those magi, the wise men, were on their way from the east, and they had, and we have, a special message and a song. Let's sing We Three Kings of Orient Are. How did it finish? Did it all happen in an afternoon? What time of the day? We never know that. We don't have an exact day. We mark it with the 25th. Was Mary so caught up with her constrictions, so tired, so pressured? Whatever it was, all they get was that little cave. And what was happening then was way, way beyond anything they could have expected or anticipated. But that opening statement of the angels to the shepherds, I bring you tidings, good news of great joy for all the people. Do you get it? Do you hear it? It's personal. I bring you. That's the message of Christmas. It's for you. And it's positive. It's about good things. It's about great things that can happen to you. And it's universal. It's for everybody and anybody, young and old. It doesn't matter, for all the people. It doesn't matter who you are and what you've done, or where you've been, or where you have been heading. What is the news about? What is the good news? The news is that God loves you. The most famous statement the Bible makes was in John, in chapter 3, and Jesus said how God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but would have eternal life. Can I just say it? I don't know how to do it any better than this. The entire reason for Christmas is based on the love of God. He became one of us so that we could understand what he's like. God is love. Not that God loves, but God is love. And love is the essence of life and of the Holy Spirit. And God has unconditional love. He lives with the good and the bad. He loves regardless of your moods. He loves regardless of your actions. He loves you no matter what you thought and did. Love is an unchanging encounter with God. And when you give your life over to him, it lasts for a lifetime. How do I know that? Because he opened his arms wide at a cross. See, you can't talk about Christmas unless you talk about Calvary. About this is the demonstration. This is God saying, look, I've sent you my son to tell you I love you. And when he stretches his arms at the cross, that's how much I love you, this much. So that's the first thing. Here's the second. God is with you. God only loves you, but God wants to be with you. He came to earth at Christmas to remind you that he's always there. No matter time or place or circumstance or situation, no matter where you are, one of his names we've already picked up is Emmanuel. It just meant that God is with us. If other people abandon you, if other people let you down, whether it be spouse, whether it be parents, whether it be children, whether it be friends, I want to tell you, because of Christmas, God's still going to be there for you. So he loves you, is with you. But will you let me say one more thing? He is for you. That's a tremendous phrase. God is for you. He asks you, what do you want me to do for you? The whole gospel story that unfolds for us, the life of Jesus, he asks folk, what do you want me to do for you? For you. We have a communion table here. And we remember his words. This is my body, which is given. We're looking at pieces of bread. And we're remembering, what? For you. For you. And you can go all the way through your Bible. God will tell you, I've got plans, purposes for you. For you. You see, I don't know what we're going to face in the coming year. We've had these years of the pandemic. We have all the chaos and confusion politically and internationally. But I wanted you to go home tonight. And I want to tell you, as 2023 will open, if you would trust Jesus, give him your heart, hand things over to him, make him your Savior and Lord, you would know three things. You will know that God loves you, that God wants to be with you, and most of all, whatever you're going to face, God will be for you in the time to come. So here we are, coming to the close. Let's sing, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Glory to the Newborn King. We've come to the end of our carols. Three are missing. Maybe I'll find them tomorrow, wherever they've gone. And the rest of the text that was planned. We can't go home without singing a verse or so of O Come, All Ye Faithful. And what we want you to do is afterwards come and have coffee and mince pies and cupcakes with us out in the hall at the back. But we're so glad you came to share tonight with us. Our whole purpose and reason was to encourage you, urge you, try to persuade you that Christmas is not about all these fancy lights and trees. They're just something that gets put up and done. It's about knowing the Christ who left heaven's splendor and glory so that we could discover God loves us, wants to live in us and through us, and as a consequence, change our world as he changes us. Can I have a brief prayer with you? Oh God, you know how we feel about things, the carols, the songs, the festivities, the plans, the preparations, all the kind of things we do at a time like this. And yet every one of these songs has told us something of your love and power and grace. Would you come, Lord Jesus, and take a place in all our hearts and change our lives And help us to go home tonight knowing that not only do you love us, but you want to be with us because you're for us. We ask it in your name. Amen. If you'd like to talk to me or one of the folk here about what it means to know Jesus as your Saviour, we would be glad to do that. Just tap us on the shoulder and we'll help you find him who is the Christ of Christmas. Oh, come all ye faithful. So we wish you a very happy Christmas. We'll be back here on Christmas Day itself at 11 o'clock in the morning. If we can get a couple of lights on, otherwise the health and safety will have me. And then you can see your way through. Don't you be first. Thanks for coming. I'm sorry where the missing carols are, but I'll find them sometime.